past number of years, the committee has got smaller and smaller just, and I think there are different ideas out there of what should have been moving forward with new ideas to try and get it up and running back to where it was in the early 70s. And I mean, this kicked off in 1970, and from that time on, it was a huge event. We thought we would give the community an opportunity this week, maybe to attend a meeting tomorrow night. And I made it clear that I was very disappointed with the attendance at the AGM. My name was put forward to take on the new chair role. And I just felt that on the night that there wasn't enough bodies there to run an event that I may be proposing to run, you know.
It would be an awful shame if there were a poor turnout tomorrow evening and this festival be lost. It'd be a crying shame if it were lost to Remelton. And I think it's one of those things that if it didn't happen, everyone would all of a sudden sort of start going, well, maybe we didn't realise what we had until it's gone.
That's right, Greg. That's the fear. I mean, every small community now are losing different. I mean, we've lost a lot in the town, and tomorrow night we might just forget the numbers that we're looking for. That's not just the community. That's people from outside the community as well. They're more, it's an open invitation, you know.
Is it too late to get something together for what we're in mid-May now, almost May, June, July? Do you think it can still go ahead in July?
I'm on a few different groups in the town, Greg, and to be honest, when the townspeople do pull together, there's no reason why this can't be a runner, you know, because we're hoping to get large numbers